Okay.
All right.
Here we are, the
You
Westmore
can.
Lister's office, and we're going to look for any participants.
Oh, or you can get rid of that if you want.
Where do I, what, dismiss?
Yep.
Participation activities. We don't want that.
All right,
All
what
right,
time is
well,
it?
that's fine. It is now 10:27.
Okay, so we got a couple minutes.
We have a few more minutes. And
And you're going to
where's
keep.
our, where's the agenda? I didn't bring down. Did you
It's
send
right.
it to me in the email?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay.
I didn't know if you'd want this or not. What is it? It's the tacos that I made. They're but they have meat and they're rib tacos.
Oh, I don't know. We're recording. Still, or whatever.
A bit too.
Yeah.
I guess we should have started recording when we opened the meeting. All right, budget. Twenty-26 budget.
Oh, now, if there were any people that wanted to join,
They go in the you just have to say let them in, and then
yeah, I was looking for that just in
you
case.
should announce let them in.
Right, but I was looking for where that is. Okay, it's 10:30. We're going to open the meeting. Present are Mary Bushy, Susan Blackstone, and we have our agenda here that we're going to discuss. I don't see any participants. Would this pop up here?
Yeah.
But if I pop that, should I look and see? Because it.
Yeah, no, it pops up.
It pops up.
Or it rings at you.
Okay.
It goes.
Okay. So, do we have any additions? Did we think of any additions to the
No, I didn't think of.
agenda? No? Okay. Okay. So, do we accept the minutes of the last meeting?
Yeah, I wanted to just make note that we accept them before the meeting. We share them and accept them individually, but we need to in the meetings we need to say we accepted the minute of the meeting, and we need to say all in favor. So if you accept the minutes of the last meeting, all in favor,
Say aye.
aye.
Okay, so we.
Oh, it needs to be no, you'd have to second it.
Oh, I second it.
Yep.
So passed, right?
Yep.
Okay, passed to. Oh, okay. Accept the minutes of the last meeting. Okay, so. Oh, and I thought of one other thing, which would be to create the date. of the next meeting at the end.
Oh, we already create. Did you want to change? You wanted to discuss the changing the date?
No. Well,
Okay.
when we say when the date is
Oh,
September,
okay. Yeah.
then we'll do it. But
All right.
okay, so
I
we.
vote to. I not. I make a
Motion.
motion to add the agenda to discuss the next
Okay.
date of the next meeting.
Okay.
And you second that?
I second that.
And all in favor? Aye.
I. Wait, okay. So we'll do that at the end. All right, so the results. The grievances, that's what we wanted to discuss
Yep.
or to let people know. We had
I didn't realize.
in the back, remember you said put it in the back.
I didn't realize until I was reading something I was reading the statute and it said you were supposed to do the results of the grievance meeting publicly. So next year when we do the grievance meeting, instead of closing it, we'll have to
Reopen it.
continue to in reopen it and if we have to go on a site visit, we would have to re set the date for after that site visit and then
Continue.
and continue and then but this worked our annual to this worked because it was in the time frame. The grievance notice, the results were sent out to the people on July 2nd, I think. 2nd? Yep. And the first grievance appointment was with Comcast, and it was denied. The second grievance meeting was with VTEL, and it was denied. And the third grievance was for RLI LLC, represented by Richard Isabel.
Yeah, futures, RLI futures.
Yep. Parcel number 205-0972. And it was. Changed his assessment was changed from 1,008,000 to 979,200.
979,200. Okay.
And the third was
No, fourth now.
fourth, sorry, was Kathy and Ronald Holmes. And their parcel number is 105-0942, and their grievance was denied. And we had one walk-in, Catherine Cousins, and her parcel number is 160. Fill in the blank later. And he just wanted an explanation of her
Assessment,
assessment.
yeah. Okay, and was that all of the grievances? We didn't get any after the fact.
Nope.
Okay. So the next thing we were going to talk about was the Whitecaps campgrounds and how we're going to plan when to get some current updates on the
Yeah,
trailers and whatnot, and
So I
possibly redo the questionnaire.
right. So the new owners of the campground keep us pretty, they send us a spreadsheet every year with the updated, campers, and but the campers in there, quite a few of them have either purchased new campers or their campers are really old, so they're depreciated. So I wanted to send, there's two parts to this. That's the first part, is to send out and upgrade their update their assessments in because a 10-year-old camper is depreciated quite a bit and they're still getting assessed, excuse me, as a new camper.
Okay, so
That's
my question
yep.
that I have is, it seems that there's two forms there. Now, are we looking to combine those, and then do we send that to the owners of every camper and then go back and collect it and do a visit?
We don't necessarily have to do a visit. If they send us a bill of sale or tell us how old the camper is, we can go online to the there's a site that values campers, and we can go online and get the current value and
Yeah.
depreciate them properly, or charge them for a new camper if they have a new camper. And so we ask, and this is what we need to combine these.
Okay, so we're going to combine the
Combine these so we get the right, and there's two reasons we have to do it,
information,
the right
yeah.
information, and hopefully we can get, if they have a new camper, we can get a bill of sale from them. Or if they purchase a used camper, we can get a bill of sale from them, or we already have a bill of sale from them. Some campers we've
Gotten
already done,
that for it,
yep,
yeah.
done that. And then
But that's not
we
like,
can work from
yeah.
there. So it's not necessary to go to each site unless we deem it, and we might have to, we might not get information from three people or whatever, and we might have to go and just look at those three campers, and it's.
Yeah, or if the people aren't there, then we have to go down. Like we did that last year. We went for, did you go or was it John?
Yeah, we all three went. You, John
Oh,
and I, and
okay. Okay.
yep.
And we went and pretty much looked at every site that there was. There weren't any real empty ones,
Right.
and they hadn't made any new ones now.
Right. No, they had made one new one, which is
Oh.
their, I think their mother lives at. They're one of the,
Yeah, but she wasn't there. There
right.
was
But we
some
got
kind of
that.
thing about
Yep.
that. Yeah. Okay.
So.
So I don't know what they're
So
doing
we
with
took
the
care of it.
land up above that. That they cut all off.
Oh right, I would think they were making wild campgrounds. So the only
The
and okay,
campgrounds are very rough there. They're not
yeah,
very much fun.
but yeah, but some people like that. Some
Yeah.
people like those rough.
Yeah, they're on uneven terrain, so it's really difficult to go to even find a flat spot, you know? But anyway, besides that, just
Some
we
people
could make
like
sure.
that.
Yeah. Okay.
There is a need for
And
it.
there's one of those in Burke that's on that,
Yep.
forget what the name of the road is. It's on the other side of Newark Pond or something. Do you know what I mean? And that's very, that's
Yep.
uphill. They're all uphill. They're all,
Yes. Wild
that's a
campground.
nice little spot though.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So that's the first part of it. The second part of it is each one of these campers, the camping lots, have a new 911 number.
Right.
And we need to get the information to the campers and to the sites and to the campground that if there is an emergency, it's nice if they know what their 911 number is. And it would be nice, it would be very, very convenient if the campground would relabel their sites to match the E911 number, but that's asking a lot. I mean, they would have to make all new numbers, Right, so that's a kind of a big ask, but we can discuss it with them.
Yeah, we
In
could
the
ask them because
meantime,
they could figure out a cheap way to do it, even with small wooden signs that just say the right thing, because like
right. Well, easier said than done to ask someone to go to that, extent.
they probably want to do it because for insurance purposes it makes a lot of sense.
Right. And
We could
so
ask, help them that way.
at the very, very least, the people that have camps and that stay in them and that know them need to be informed that they can get an E911 number, the green numbers, to put on their campers. And they should know that in case they have an emergency.
Well, don't those cost money? They cost like $40, I think.
And yeah. Yep.
But,
Oh, we used to have a thing here. What did we put it? We put it out there.
It was somewhere where it contacted the people in Glover ambulance.
Yeah, and you get it through the signs through the ambulance, through the Glover ambulance.
Well, it seems like they would want to do that.
So, and we could send that form out with,
We could get that and send it with it.
and that, it lets them know that they can buy their E911 numbers, or and it also lets them know that they can buy the extra insurance from the Glover ambulance, and it's like $50 a year. It's like a membership. And so if they pick them up and bring them to the, say, Newport Hospital or the St. Johnsbury Hospital, they have to go to Dartmouth
Deposits in there.
or Burlington, they get free transport. So
So that's, yeah.
it's definitely worth it
You
if you.
well, we can make the people aware that this is a good time to do it because they're all there now.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
Whoever's not there.
except for we have all their the addresses we have are from where they live in the winter.
Yeah, but we just go down there.
Yeah, well, that's
I'll talk to Eric.
time.
I'll ask Eric.
That's
He's
time.
really cooperative.
Yeah, he's great. He works with us really good. Yep. He is great. But how, but you're it's a big ask. It's a big job. It's a big job when you're dealing with that. So, so we've got to consider the
But
times.
thinking also how many campsites does he have? He doesn't have 100. He doesn't even have 50.
No.
So he has more like 20.
Are
That's
you not in
not
Texas?
that much.
You know what? No.
Okay, sorry, we just got interrupted for a minute.
No.
So, how do we go about doing this though? Like, if we want to, how do I mean to say this? How do we go about giving all the people their new 911 addresses? They should know them. Is that our responsibility to
When
tell?
we yes, when we give a set a new 911 address, we're obligated to put it on to change our maps and to let the people know and let the post office know, because some people come there and stay there for the summer. So we let the card, the map people know. We let the town know. It goes to the town for recording, and it all already has that already has happened. So I suggest that.
That's already happened for Whitecaps. So they do have the numbers. They're just not aware of them.
No, they got the numbers, but they
I mean, the people are not aware.
Right, as far as I know. So I suggest we make a list, or we have a list, and we send that list to the owners of the White Cat, to the post office, and to the
People.
and to the mapping people have it. The town's got it to record. We have it. We need to send it to the post office and we need to send it to the people. Yeah.
The owners and the
So
owners.
instead of doing individually, we can send a spreadsheet with all of the numbers and all of the names. Although I was thinking when we did these forms, if we're going to add that on, then we could have a space and actually fill out,
Sure.
this is your parcel ID, this is your E911 number. So, or it says parcel ID here. We can change this for the camp, perhaps campground, and we can, and so, and then we'll do contact information, phone, and then fill out everything we know. And ask them to correct it, ask them to correct it and then give them the E911 information. So we could do it that way too. So I nominate Susan to be the head of this project.
Okay, thank
Do you
you.
second
I
it?
do.
All in favor?
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
Okay, so now the next thing they're talking about is 2026 budget review. What's that about?
Oh, that was we just John came
We
into the
sort of
office earlier and we sorted that out. So we just got our half year budget report. And we were 62% above our wage for the year. Actually, 68%. But we anticipated that because we knew that we were going to be busy. We had trainings, we had a new lister. And we knew we were going to be over above that budget. We're under the budget on all the other line items. And so,
We're under budget.
so we're re reserving that for wages because right now we just need to catch the new listers up to speed. So we're focusing on that and focusing on training. And for the rest of the year, we shouldn't be that busy. That was our busiest time, so I think we're good.
It also happened because Amanda came on like right as we were compiling the grand list and then
Right. Well,
traveled to there.
I really, I didn't know if we were going to even be able to find a third lister, and I didn't know if we would be able to find a third lister that was really interested in becoming an accessory. It happens to be that we did, so. I didn't plan on that route. I would have budgeted more in for it, and it will be budgeted next year to include because we're just getting busier. As we discussed earlier, with the new statutes and the new things that are coming down, we just are busier and busier. And now. I'm the E911 coordinator now, and Amanda's learning to do the E911, and there is a budget, a small budget for the E911. So when you work on the White Caps and you're working on the E911, you need to note that on your pay stub, so it will come out of the E911 budget instead of coming out of the lister budget.
Oh, okay.
And I told Amanda that too, I believe. And I'll
Okay.
reiterate it.
When we're working on that, that would work for a specific time to, certain times to do that, so it could be easier to keep track, but that's
We
okay.
didn't spend any of our equipment budget. I had planned to buy a new computer. But I think the town is going to budget for new computers next year anyway, so it won't come out of our budget. So we can, we can use the we don't have a lot of play here. And if anything, Mo, we'll just take the month of December off. Yeah.
Well, that yeah, we could, that's can always, So it still goes, it doesn't go by April or anything. It goes
Goes,
January.
yeah, it's goes calendar year, not fiscal year. We talked about changing it, but it's
Too confusing. Well, I don't know, because it would, if it was
yeah,
town
black
meeting in
and
April and then
yeah,
we
it's
start
red.
in everything is April, but whatever.
Well, the other thing about that is we budget for January to December, and so we're budgeting on last year's taxes, not this year's taxes.
Okay. All right, now we needed to discuss it. Are we done with the with talking
Budget, yep.
about that? Okay. And so this was the hours of review, open and closed. Like, I wanted to look at that because I thought when I looked it up on the town website that it said something a little different than what
Elaine had told me she didn't change, hadn't
she hadn't
changed.
changed anything. So I wanted to make sure that,
While we're talking about it. Yeah.
yeah, I was going to look it up
I think
on
she
here.
mentioned, she said, "Oh, did you want me to change the hours on your website?" And I said,
Town of
"Oh,
Westmore.org.
now probably we just an oversight on my part by not sending it when we made the
Okay, so
new
I've got
hours.
it here for notices. Is it under
It
notices?
says Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday. And
Wait.
Thursday, hit or miss.
Yeah, so I think we should change that.
And then it says
Town
by
clerk hours.
by appointment and contact. And
Okay, where are you seeing that? Because I'm looking at the site and
it does say, please note, there may be times when we're out of the office for various reasons, say, cited.
okay, I just wanted to
What did you want to change?
okay. I'm just trying to find it, so I can't read it from across the room, so I'm looking for it here. Town services? No.
Listeners.
Yeah, I can't find it.
It's up
Here.
on the top menu.
Okay, see, here's the town of Westmore. Our government ministers. Okay. All right, Tuesday. Okay, because why aren't we just opened? Oh, because, all right, Wednesday.
Wednesday's
We
for
wanted to
shielders.
make it better than, we wanted to make it in accordance with the town clerk. So we'd be closed when she's closed. So it's
Yeah,
not,
Wednesday, so
and
that.
that's closed Wednesday and Friday.
Right.
Right, and Friday. So Tuesday, it looks like the only day we're here is Tuesday
The
between
only
10 and
day we
2.
have appointments, or we're advertising
Walk-ins.
walk-ins, right? And to if take chance on Thursday or
Yeah,
Monday, because we
well.
might be here and we might not. And that, right now, with our hours, I'm not planning on I'm planning on working at home at home on
So I guess
Thursdays. So I'm not going to come in tomorrow. But I'll
Mm-hmm.
work. I'll be working.
At home,
So
right.
if I get a call, if I get a message, and someone wants to meet, I would come down here and meet them, or
Schedule something.
schedule
Yeah.
something.
Okay. Well, I guess I thought that it would be easier to, I mean, it's not space-wise, but looking at it here, to do it by day, because it just looks like that's, I mean, we might as well say that we're okay. Could be available Monday, optional. I mean, that's hit or miss, just sounds a little bit sketchy. So I thought that, like, come here and you might miss us because we're close, you know? So I just kind of wanted to verify that a little
Oh, yeah.
clearer than making it say a little something different, like available for appointment, something like that. Like, if you're going to be closed Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that way it clears having to be here Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Right.
And then Tuesday or Thursday. Tuesday we're here. And then Thursday would be available by appointment. And then that makes it much clearer. Tuesday we're going to be here anyway from 10 to 2. And then Thursday we're available by appointment.
Okay, I don't care.
Okay. So I'll see how that looks when we
Yeah.
appointment, you know, because maybe some people are coming for a long weekend. They're not going to be here Tuesday, and they might need to come. I mean,
Right.
summertime,
Well,
so.
that's why they can make an appointment anytime, because I meet with people on the
Well,
weekend.
then you, yeah,
You
well, you
know,
could tell them that, you know, but
I do assessments
just to
all the
make,
time on the weekends.
so it makes Thursday actually a day in the week, a business day that we're
Yep.
available. And then, we'll put something in there, whatever it says here, that says, you know, we can be here if you
Hit or
need
miss.
a different time. I know, but it just sounds like, you know, I don't know. It sounds too crazy, but that's me.
Okay. Nope, that's fine.
So, you know, it's fine. All right. So that's that. You've got the list. What happened to the list? All right, we reviewed the hours now. All right, so for the date of the next meeting is, I know we said it was every 2 or 3 months.
Every other month.
Every other month.
Bi-monthly.
Okay.
So this is July, so it'll be of what was the
September.
September? Yep. And
Okay, so, and the date, I don't know if we pick date. What is it? Usually the second or first?
it's the
Second
let's see, it must be the second Wednesday of the week of the month.
of the month. Okay.
And that's There, those meetings are already created
Okay.
for the year until September. That will be the last
So
meetings.
we have the second of the ninth as it being the, I mean, I just want
Yep.
to point it out for the record.
Yep.
So we have the 9th at 10:30. September 9th, 10:30 will be the next recorded listeners meeting.
Right. So you need to make a note on September, the first week in September, that you post the agenda
Okay.
in the Zoom, in I always put the Zoom in
Agenda
there.
and the Zoom number. So that would be the Tuesday. That would be the first. Okay. All
Perfect.
right. So I guess that concludes the Westmore Listers bi-monthly meeting.
11:01.
One, it says on the computer, 11:01. Thank you very much and good night.
Okay. So now you can do the minutes.
Okay, stop recording. Are you sure you want to stop the recording to the cloud? Yeah.